Hallelujah. Now it brings us to today's topic. Stand your ground. When you get there, stand your ground. There's something that believers need to know. You have to fight for your dream. You have to fight. This Christianity is, the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We are enforcers of God's will upon the earth. And God has given us authority. Jesus said something that is remarkable. In the book of Luke chapter 11 verse 21, he says, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. What are your goods? In this kingdom, wishes are horses. So guard your heart. What do I mean? Your dreams are first in the realm of the womb of your imagination. And when you're declaring, when you're telling that imagination to people, they can fight it at that point. Or you're trying to move away from something that was old. And you say, this thing is a toxic lifestyle that I had. I'm going to move away from it. When you're trying to do it, there'll be people who will say, once a bomb, always a bomb. And it's not true. It's not true. If it was true, let them give us the scriptures. John chapter 1 said that. We live by the word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We walk in the light of the word of God. We're not people who are moved by the circumstances of this life. We believe God. We walk by faith. The Bible says that the just shall live by his faith. Some people say it's a crackhead. Once a crackhead, always a crackhead. It's not true. It's not true. Rebuild your house. When you want to move forward, you got to be ready to fight. Sometimes a woman has been left 3 children, the guy 4 children, the guy got up one day, packed his bag, and left. He's running all over the place. He might be making some money, but he left you high and dry. He just got up and disappeared. Get up. Put yourself together and live for your children. Be strong. It's a fight. You will win, but it's a fight. You got to set your mind right. Say, I'm going to fight. Don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. It's not necessary. You're valuable. And you're more valuable here than over there. If you kill yourself, you kill God's plan. So, the beginning of a life of victory, the beginning of this fight is that you have to recognize something. One, if you're not saved, give your life to Christ. God loves you. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. We have known and believed the love that God hath for us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. God is love. And God loves you. God loves us. All of us. It was because of his love that Jesus was sent to pay the price for our redemption. In John chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. To the one who's not saved, that is listening to me, Jesus is God's love, demonstration of God's love to mankind. Because without what Jesus did, we will not be saved. We will not be reconciled back to God. When we accepted his love sacrifice, we were brought into an everlasting relationship based on a new covenant in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a covenant. It's love covenant. God loves us so much, he created a covenant. A covenant that will bind him to us. So that when he sees the covenant and the enemy is coming to say, to accuse, he said, this one did this. This one did that. Hallelujah. You say, this one did this, did that, did that. And I'll say, no, hallelujah. Jesus paid a price. God will say, he paid a price for this one. He paid a price for this sin. He paid a price for this behavior. He paid a price that I am obligated to save this one. God is a covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. He made a covenant with Abraham. He made a covenant with Jesus. When we receive Christ, we come into it. Everything he has done and will do is out of his love for you and I. It was out of his love, it is out of his love that he gives us his spirit to be with us and to abide with us forever. The Holy Ghost is with us forever. If everybody leaves you, the Holy Ghost will leave you. He might be grieved, but he's not going to leave. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. It's a covenant. He's there to keep us, to help us on the way. But it's not beneficial to us to keep grieving him. The Bible says, grieve not the Spirit of God that is in you. Don't quench the Spirit. It's not beneficial to do that. Flow with him. Because where he's taking you is way, way better than where you are. He's with me. He's not leaving me. Praise God. And nothing can separate us from God's love. Nothing. Nothing. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 8, verse 30, I'm going to start from there because all of these things I've said, you need to see them. It says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, he also justified. And them, it says, whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I want you to put that, you know, hold that, underline that, keep it. Because, you know, we're about to go into the place of battle now. The Bible says nobody goes into a war without first sitting down and counting the cost. If he's able, with the soldiers he has, to meet the enemy that is coming, we're preparing, right? Because we're about to take a stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us some things? All things. Hallelujah. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justified. Who is he that condemned? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who's at the right hand of God, who maketh intercessions for us. Our advocate is with the Father. And he speaks, he's my lawyer. My lawyer is with the Father. And he's the one, he's the chief prosecutor in heaven. So who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we're killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. That's how the world thinks about the believer. They come, they insult you, they say all kinds of things about us and all of that, and we're watching, we're just looking. But we have authority, amen? Nay, nay, in all these things, We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. You need to tuck this in, put it in, settle it, because we're still about to go into the battle, right? We haven't started yet. We're about to go in. You know what I mean? The enemy has done what he wants to do and all of that. Say, I've settled it. God loves me. The Holy Ghost did not leave me. Nothing, and the accuser can't accuse me because God is on my side. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. God is on my side. And the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Now thanks be unto God who always caused us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. So God is always going to cause me to have the victory. So victory is mine. Before I start off, these are things that I'm settling. You know, I'm going into the battle now. I'm going to the ring. You know, and I'm saying, okay, he loves me. He cares about me. The soldiers of heaven are with me. The Holy Ghost is with me. God will never leave me nor forsake me. You know, because when we want to fight sometimes, oh, glory, all the odds are against you. As it were, the odds are against that person. Hallelujah. So what did God say to the believer? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. He said, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the missiles of the devil, that will be able to stand against it. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So you got to settle it. Whatever is going wrong here, the pressure, all that is going on, you know, that is trying to, you know, somebody, you know, I've been tithing, I've been, you know, sowing my offerings, giving seed, you know, helping people. But it looks like things are tight for me. I don't seem to be going from, I'm going from paycheck to paycheck. What am I going to do? Sickness or disease appears to be ravaging my family. Half of the family is in prison. This is that. Now, what do I do? And I'm a believer. And sometimes things have gotten to the point where people are asking you, where is your God? You're always carrying Bible up and down. Look at you. You're in your car. You're living in your car. And you don't seem to be getting out of there. He says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Hallelujah. The Christian is not weak. The Christian is not helpless. The Christian is not hopeless. We have firepower in the Holy Ghost. Now, he says something here. He talks about principalities. What are these things? The Amplified Version, the classic version, says, for we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against despotism, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenlies, supernatural sphere, their spirits there, witches, all these witches, the occult, these are what they're using. They are under their rule and control. But those occultists think that they're the ones on control. No, these spirits are intelligent spirits. They are the ones controlling what they're doing. They're the ones telling them what to do. They started the cults of this world. False religions, that's where they're coming from. They're spirits, they're out there. And when you start off a business, you're a Christian, you come against them. The reason is because your progress is the progress of the kingdom. I'm not telling you these things to be afraid. I'm just telling you to be aware that they're there. I wouldn't tell you if you didn't have power. There is no way that you can be in a family and people are in drug addiction and stuff like that, that there is no demonic presence. If you don't take care of the devil, that problem will continue. It doesn't matter that you're a Christian. You're honest, you're working, you're on your desk all the time, doing the work. You're actually honest with everything you're doing. Crooks are getting promoted and you're left in that place. It's the devil. He said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that he may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Reality. Don't buy into a lie. Don't buy into any lie that is out there. What is truth? Reality. As things really are, and we don't know that from the earth. We know it from the word of God. So you go into the scriptures. What does God have to say about this? What does the word of God, which the word of God and God are the same. God and his word are one. What does the word of God say about this? You say, God, don't put me to shame. You know that this thing is about your name. I know that you're talking nonsense. Don't stop talking like that. He said, my people shall never be ashamed. So settle it. Whatever happens, I will not be ashamed. This thing will end in victory. He causes me to triumph. Always, it's going to end in victory. Hallelujah. But what the enemy tries to do is to say, but you sinned. You're not good enough for God to do what he wants to do. And you're not going around telling people how unworthy you are and all of that. And that thing seeps into your spirit and you don't feel right. Having on truth. Truth. The works that accompany the manifestation. Live like a Christian. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. The fact that you are righteous, you have a free gift of righteousness, and you walk in it. You walk according to the will of God. Walk according to the will of God. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You know, we said you should preach the gospel. What would you preach? The message of the gospel. Jesus died for you. God wants you to be reconciled unto him. You're making peace between God and men. The message of the gospel. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to reject, quench all the missiles, the fiery darts of the wicked. When they send it, you send it back. Taking what? Above all means above all. First and foremost, that's the main thing. Take it. Hold it. As the enemy is coming, bounce it back. The Bible says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Then you hear a thought that says, like that man said, 45, your 45th birthday, you're going to die. I said, no. I reject that in the name of Jesus. For with long life will God satisfy me. So I will live long. I will live a long, satisfied life. So, in the place of battle, we're going out. We're going to go and do battle now. We're saying, okay, the word of God is mine. All that Jesus did, he did for me. I'm not a weakling. I am strong. I'm full of strength and power. All my days are good days. I cannot have a bad day. All the days may be bad. But I need to tell you, because this is sometimes when we say these things, we're teaching brethren, he said, but my days are not so good. I said, yeah, we know that your days are not so good. What are you doing? The Bible says that when God came to the earth at the beginning in Genesis, it said the earth was without form. and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. God did not say, whoa, what a mess. Oh, this place is in a mess. Who made this mess? Where is that guy? So that I can. No, he didn't say that. The Bible says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. They say, you say, look, you're wiped out. Nobody's going to, what you're doing right now, just forget about it. This business doesn't work. Has it worked for you? Your banker is sitting there in front of you. We have assessed you, and we're going to take over your business. The Bible says, when men are falling down, we shall say there's a lifting up. You just, hallelujah. You're declaring that God's position concerning you in spite of what you see, feel, or think. It doesn't matter what the experts think. The experts don't see in the realm that you and I see. Hallelujah. We're seeing something they're not seeing.